Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Matthew, that's me. My co-host on the other line, as usual, William Wooly Boy Ramon. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Macaulay? What's up, people out there? How you doing?
What's up, people? Welcome to another edition of IMAC on this Saturday night, November 17th. We're just a few days away from Thanksgiving, which is on Thursday, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Thursday. So we'll talk about that and what we plan on eating for this Thanksgiving coming up. And we'll talk about entertainment news, you know, anything that comes to mind, we'll talk about, you know, anything that's been going on lately. We'll give our opinions on it. And if you want to call in, the phone number here is 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. So let's get into it, Will. I was just talking to you off the air, telling you that how I was playing Halo 4. And it looks like it might be the best Halo game in the series. Looks like it's definitely up there with the greatest games of all time, with the Super Mario's and the GTA's. Halo 4 looks like a great one.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I definitely take your word for it, you know, having you played the first three.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I played the first three, the main three games of Halo. The 4-4, I just had to get it just to see because, you know, it's not produced by the same company that made the first three.
Right.
The first three, who produced the first three?
Bungie?
Yeah, yeah.
What's this one called again?
343 Industries?
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Yeah. So they're producing the next trilogy in this series. And so far, from playing it, I mean, the graphics are great. The characters are tremendous. The storyline looks fantastic. The weapons are exceptional. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I sound like it's like a game review about me. This video game so far, I mean, there's no negatives about it so far, you know? And I think I've, in total, counting today and the past week, I think I've played for maybe 5 to 6 hours. And I'm about 3 to 4 missions in it so far. But I have a long way to go because it's a 2-disc game, so I don't have a long way to go. I might not pass it until Christmas time. But I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the occurrences and the different things that happen in the game. So I'll keep you guys up to date on it. But, you know, so far, so good for Halo 4. So if you're thinking of getting your husband or your son or your friend something for Christmas, gotta get Halo 4. Same goes to you, Will. Christmas time, you gotta get Halo 4, man. Even if you have to wash dishes.
Sound good. But me, I want the SmackDown one, the WWE 13.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I told you, I think my brother has that. So that's another great game. There's so many great games out right now. You got SmackDown, you got Halo 4, you got Call of Duty. And there's so many different options right now for games to choose from, you know?
Definitely.
It's like they're trying to make you go broke. They're trying to, like, make you homeless here, you know?
And if you think that's extreme, you know, the Wii is coming out with, with the Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like, hey, can we, like, save our money? Come on. This video game industry, man, they're trying to dig deep in your pockets for that money.
Exactly.
Games are so addictive.
They want you to do Grand Theft Auto so you can afford Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. Seriously, I might have to rob a bank after this.
Funny how you mentioned it. You're going to be doing that a lot in the Grand Theft Auto 5 game.
Oh, that's another game that's coming out. It's coming out in the spring of 2013, bro.
Yep.
But first I have to worry about passing Halo 4 and then Red Dead Redemption, which I still haven't been able to pass in the last 2 years. So.
Yep.
Got to finish those games before I can get to Grand Theft 5. So.
Did you check out the information on it?
Grand Theft 5? Not really, but I did see, I think I was skimming through a website this past week. I did see some pictures of how it's going to look like, but I haven't really read up on it yet, but I guess I'll do that afterwards, you know. There's a lot of time left.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't come out till spring of next year, so we have a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. But do you know this part? This is the first time ever that you could play as three main characters and switch
them.
Yeah,
I didn't see
random.
That. Yeah, I did see that. I saw the pictures of those three dudes that's going to be in the game.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. A cool idea.
Yeah,
a cool
idea. Yeah, I'm surprised no one ever thought of that idea. But then again, Rockstar, you know, they're always trailblazing more than that basketball team in Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That'd be cool to alternate between characters.
And not only could you do that in the missions, you know, like let's say have one person doing the sniping or fighting and, you know, flying the plane, but also in their everyday life, you know, the person's working or doing something, you know, regular, you know, you could just switch in and out. It's like a TV show pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be great. Look forward to that come springtime.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But let's get into some news this past week that happened, Will. I guess the big news this past week that people were talking about is Elmo.
Oh, and yeah.
Elmo having a gay sex scandal. Well, now, Elmo, for those of you who don't know, the puppet character on Sesame Street. And the guy that voices Elmo, who actually holds up Elmo's puppet and does the voices for him, is a black guy.
Right, Kevin Clash.
Kevin Clash is his name, right. And he's been doing Elmo for years. He invented the Elmo character.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Elmo's, like, probably the most popular, I would say, in the last 10 years or so, Elmo has been the most popular character on Sesame Street.
Back in our days, you know, when we were younger, it was like
Big Bird.
Bird and Ernie probably tied for second and third.
Yeah. They're in the 80s, 90s. You'd probably say it's 80s, mid-90s, probably Big Bird, Bert and Ernie. But, like, with Tickle Me Elmo and all these other Elmo dolls coming out and this Elmo phenomenon, Elmo has pretty much reigned and been the most popular character from the late 90s on to now. So,
doubt about that, for real.
But this scandal that broke out this week is going to help. It's going to ruin Elmo's reputation. And it might even hurt Sesame Street because this past week, Kevin Clash, you know, the black guy who does the voice for Elmo, he was accused of a sexual relationship with this guy who's 24 now. But it appears that he first started having sexual relations with this guy when he was 16 years old. And so, you know, the guy was a minor at the time, and he exchanged emails, and Kevin Clash used the company email to conversate with this kid. And, you know, this past week, the accuser, did he file a lawsuit, right? Or
I'm not sure. I just heard some of the rumor. I don't.
Okay. Yeah, well, he came out and accused Kevin Clash of having a sexual relationship with him since he was 16 years old. And, you know, that made all the, you know, talk shows, the gossip columns. It was the talk of the week, you know. And I saw the dude's picture. I mean, he does look gay. he does look fruity. I mean, you could tell by his picture. Like, now he's a grown dude, of course. You know, he's not a little kid, but he's like 24. I don't know if he's Latin or Hispanic, but he has blue eyes, and, like, he has a shirt off, and he's posing. I guess he's a male model right now, I guess. But the dude, just by looking at him, man, he makes you feel fruity. That's how fruity he looks. But, so he came out this past week and said he had a sexual relationship with Kevin Clash since he was 16. And Kevin Clash denied it, saying, you know, it was untrue. And, you know, you had a lot of people criticizing Kevin Clash and Sesame Street. And people were saying that this might ruin Sesame Street's reputation. And, you know, how they could explain this to the kids about Elmo being gay and having Elmo being a pedophile, you know. But finally, on Thursday, the accuser recanted his story and said that he did not have sex with Kevin Clash when he was a minor. Their sexual relationship began when he was an adult. And Kevin Clash later released a statement saying that he's glad these allegations are done with, and he just wants to move on with his life in Sesame Street. And now they're saying that possible that Kevin Clash and his attorneys paid off the accuser a six-figure about $125,000 in hush money in order for him to recant his story and say that he didn't have a relationship with him when he was 16. So it's a little, you know, this story is getting crazier by the minute, and it's a little shady that's going on behind the scenes. But as of right now, it looks like Kevin Clash, he didn't have sex with the kid when he was 16 based on the accuser's recantation of the story. So right now he looks like he's innocent, but I don't know, man. I think even though the guy says they didn't, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, he did have sex with him at the time. I mean, it's...
Maybe, I have no idea. I mean, this, it does look...
It's odd because, the kids, the guy was saying, yeah, you know, he had sex with Kim Clash when he was 16. Ever since he was 16, and now he's saying he didn't. And supposedly, you know, Kim Clash and his attorneys paid him off, and that forced him to recant his story. So, I mean, you don't know what to believe, you know?
I mean, even if it is true or not, I mean, it still makes the guy's victim's credibility look weak, because, you know, if most likely if he is a victim, I mean, he would, no matter what the amount of the money is, he would try to talk the truth, you know, say the truth no matter what.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what to think of the whole story, but either way you look at it, the guy does look shady because he got paid, which it looked like he did, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
If he's telling the truth, or, you know, if he has principles and what he's saying is the truth, he should just stand by it.
Yeah, I mean, this not only hurts his credibility, this hurts, this puts a little dent in Kevin Clash's career a little bit. I mean, just because, I mean, now it's, you know, it's, I guess people won't talk about that he had sex with a minor now, but they're still going to bring up the fact that, you know, he had a homosexual relationship with another guy. And he's supposedly married, isn't he? I guess with kids.
I have no idea.
That makes him look bad. Or I don't know if he's married, but I know he was married and he does have a kid or two kids. Based on a documentary that I saw on Elmo, so.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. He was just promoting it like earlier this year, I think.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix. That's how I saw it. So, but this definitely puts a dent in his career. I mean, now when kids watch Sesame Street,
especially
I mean when.
Pedophile.
Yeah. I mean.
Allegedly.
I mean, when they say the letter of the. The letter of the day is D. I mean, kids aren't going to think that D for dick. <You know? laughs> Or they're going to think of something inappropriate. Especially when they see Elmo saying it, you know? Gawker.com, they had a funny illustration. Gawker.com is like it's an entertainment website. They make fun of, you know, pop culture and news stories and They wrote a funny article. It's called "How to Explain the Elmo Sex Scandal to Your Kids," an illustrated guide starring Justin Bieber and Elmo. Mm-hmm. And they have these little illustration pictures of Elmo and Justin Bieber, and how they start emailing each other, and then they meet, and then they have sex. It's really funny. You have to check it out, but it just shows, it illustrates how the whole relationship began and what happened after that. So, even though, you know, Justin Bieber was not involved, but it's them just taking a shot at Justin Bieber. So, but yeah, this story is crazy. I mean, I don't know how crazier it can get from here, but I was shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, I was surprised myself too.
I mean, I always thought Bert and Ernie were gay, but Elmo? Come on. Jeez. Right, you always thought Bert and Ernie were the gay ones.
Well,
not Elmo.
When I got older, I mean, when I was a little kid, I thought they were just friends.
Please, man, no friends. They're always together. They're just like arguing like a married couple. Something was going on there. Come on. Anyway, so that was the crazy story of the week.
Hopefully that's not the rumors are false. The allegations are false, man. Because that's
yeah. Well, with these celebrities, I mean, is anything, I mean, come on. Like, there's always some kind of crazy story with these celebrities. Anyway, I mean.
That is true.
Any accusation you hear about a celebrity, I mean, you can't really give them the benefit of the doubt, really, because these celebrities do stupid stuff like this.
Well, yeah, regular, you know, generally speaking, definitely.
I mean, you heard about the Shamika Holtz Law. That's another crazy story this past week, right?
No, what was it about? I mean, I heard that something happened to her, but I didn't know. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Former WNBA star Shamika Holtz Law, who was...
Yeah.
She, of course, you know, she was a great basketball player in high school. She played here in New York City for Christ the King, and then she went to college to play for Tennessee. She won 3 championships there. Then she went to the WNBA. She had a great career. But, I mean, she did have some problems with depression, and she even tried to commit suicide at one point in her life. She retired a couple of times, and... So this past week, one of her ex-girlfriends, who's still a WNBA player right now, by the way, Jennifer Lacey, she called the cops on Shamika Holtz Law, saying that Shamika followed her after she came from church. And Shamika got out of her car and started hitting Jennifer Lacey's car with a bat, I think.
Wow.
And then she fired a gun. She pulled out a gun and started firing the gun at it. And they're saying that Holska also tried to pour gasoline on the car to set it on fire.
Gosh.
That's some craziness right there. I mean, Shamika Holska, like, she was always seen as a nice girl, clean-cut image. You know, her grandmother raised her. You know, but this story just makes you hear in a totally different look.
Wow.
In a totally different light, you know, so... She's under arrest right now, and her mugshot, man, she looks just as worse as Manny Ramirez's mugshot from last year. Remember that one when he looked like Whoopi Goldberg? I mean, this one looks even worse. She has like the dreads, and she looks like a man almost. I mean, if you were to see that picture, you wouldn't even think it was Shamika Holzka.
Wow.
You'd probably think it was Who can I name? Russell from this past big Survivor.
Well, he got kicked out a long time ago.
Yeah, right, the one with the dreads this past. Yeah, you would think that was him because she looks exactly like him in that picture.
Mm.
Or who else has dreads?
Manny.
Is there any other celebrity you can think of?
Not that in my head.
Well, she looks like Predator, if I'm trying to say. You know how Predator has the long business? She looks, man, that picture, it makes her look horrible, but... And this also proves, like, that lesbians, man, these WNBA players, like, most of them are lesbians, you know? I mean, I never thought Shamika Holtzka was a lesbian. Before she came out a few years ago. I think that's when she came out. And that was around the same time that, this was after Cheryl Swoops came out. You know, so a lot of these WM players, they, you know, they're like us, Will. They like the vajayjay. And can you blame them? But then again, some of these WM players, I mean, they're not that great looking, so... I would not put him on my roster. But the Jennifer Lacey girl, I did take a look at her. She does look good.
Really?
Yeah, she's okay. I mean, she looks okay. So I could see why Shamika Holtzka would be, like, crazy in love with her, you know? She's not that bad looking. I would give her the last ride. But damn, I want to set her car on fire. Jeez. Like Shamika did. Tried to do, I should say.
Man, that's gonna snow.
Crazy, man.
What could that fight be about? The infidelity or something.
Well, I mean, they were broken up. Jennifer Lacey was her ex-girlfriend. Like, I guess Shamika was still in love with her and trying to, you know, trying to be with her again. Who knows?
That don't sound like love to me.
I don't know. Crazy. And what else happened this week? You hear about the Michael Lohan story?
No, I didn't. What happened?
He went on a talk show to take a DNA test because this woman has been accusing him for years of fathering her child. And finally, he went on this talk show. I think it's called Trisha Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, some British woman who
Goddard,
hosts it.
Goddard,
I think. Yeah, whatever her name is. And he took a paternity test. And the results proved that he is the father of the 17-year-old girl that the woman claimed has been accusing him of for the past few years.
Well, that time he wasn't even the kid's life.
I know, right? And he did this behind Dina Lohan's back while they were married. So it shows you how much of a dirtbag he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Lindsay's got another sister in the family that she has to deal with. I'm pretty sure she doesn't give a shit because she's worrying about her own life.
Yep.
That shows you, like, if you're a celebrity, man, keep your dick in your pants.
Yep. Or it might come back and haunt you.
Yeah. You got too many of these celebrities, like, they're fathering kids out of wedlock and they don't want to pay child support.
And they got millions and millions of dollars, like primetime players.
Yeah. I mean, then you say, like, what's his name? What's a jet player?
Oh, yeah, Antonio Cromartie.
He has, like, 10 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he has, like, 11 or 12 kids, for real.
I mean, come on. Like, why would you have that many kids? And, like, what's the point of that? Try to set a record?
I guess no. Congratulations, you know.
No point to it, man. Like, use a condom.
I just hope he wins the Super Bowl in the near future. I know it ain't going to be this year, that's for sure. I'm telling you, we're going to talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, sports are a legend. I know you'll be talking about that whole Jet Tebo fiasco that's been going on.
Oh,
lately.
Yeah. Believe me, we will definitely talk about that.
Yeah. And another story I was reading about how Robert De Niro and Jay-Z had a little argument at Leonardo DiCaprio's 38th birthday party. I guess Leonardo DiCaprio had a birthday party and Jay-Z and Cameron Diaz, Robert De Niro were there. And I guess Jay-Z went to Robert De Niro's table to say hi. And De Niro, like, blew him off, said that, you know, you don't call nobody. I tried calling you 6 times and it doesn't matter who you are. That's just rude. Jay-Z tried to play it off, saying that, you know, he's not good on the phone. He doesn't talk that much on the phone. And Robert De Niro wasn't having any of it. You know, he was mad at Jay-Z because I guess he wanted Jay-Z to make a rap song for some kind of charity or some kind of event. And he tried calling Jay-Z, and Jay-Z never returned his calls. So Robert De Niro got mad at him for that. I know Jay-Z, like, is, like, the king of New York, but De Niro is, like, the godfather of New York. Seriously, this guy is, like, he's a legend, you know?
Yeah, well,
classic
movies. Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Godfather 2. Taxi.
Goodfellas. He was in Goodfellas.
Yeah, he's a legend in New York City, so, you know. Jay-Z's just as Jay-Z's popular in New York, but De Niro's just as popular.
Yep.
Don't mess with him, man. Like, if he's calling you, return his goddamn calls. That's De Niro, man. If De Niro called me, I would fucking call him back in a minute.
Yep.
Not even a minute, like 10 seconds.
Exactly. And then I put him and Katrina on Tree Ray.
Got you, man. Give the guy some respect, but some people said it was just a private conversation that between the two, that some people overheard. So maybe it wasn't that heated as we think it was. So, but anyway, well, Thanksgiving's coming up, man. Got any plans for this Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday?
Nothing, just, you know, chilling at home, eat some turkey, watching, I mean, the, you know, the Jet game. Hopefully I won't throw up after, you know, the Patriots beat the Jets, but,
you know. Oh, the Jets play the Patriots on Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's going to be a good one.
Is Nick's playing on that day, too? Guess we'll have to find out.
Let me see. That's a good question. Let me check here. That'll be a great day if the Knicks play that day.
I just hope it doesn't conflict if they do.
If they do play, it'll probably be, you know, probably be in the nighttime. When do Patriots and Jets play? Isn't it like in daytime, like around 4?
You know what? I don't even know. Maybe it would be prime time. I don't. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Let me see.
I'd assume either prime time or 4 p.m.
It looks like the Knicks don't play on Thanksgiving. They play the day after Thanksgiving on Friday. So you're good.
At least I don't have to worry about flicking back and forth.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the turkey stuffing, the corn, the mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, eggnog. Looking forward to all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to get fat.
Mm.
And do you have anything or anyone you want to give thanks to for Thanksgiving?
I want to thank the listeners, and I want to thank you for having me on the show. You know, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and I want to thank you guys also for listening to my show. You guys are important, and you do make this show. And I want to thank all my friends, all my family members, all the good-looking girls out there.
I second that.
Yeah, thanks. And you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend. Tomorrow at, what is it, 6 or 6:30 tomorrow?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Eastern time. Check that out. So I'll see you guys in 2 weeks next week. Won't be doing the show, so see you guys in 2 weeks. So for IMAC, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host Will, see you then.